it was like this out of body experience. Sorry. It's like I was like over myself, but I did, like, I felt like paralyzed. Like I couldn't even like feel like my limbs.
Psychologist Jim Hopper says this can happen to any of us when we're overcome with stress or fear. That impairs the prefrontal cortex. That's the part of the brain in charge of complex thinking and decision-making, also known as executive functions. Instead, the brain's defense circuitry takes over.
And that's what people are running on, whether it's combat, sexual assault, or anything else. And when police understand that, then they have a lot more openness to why that woman didn't fight or yell, why she, you know, was like a deer in a headlights. Not because she's an idiot, but because the really intelligent parts of her brain were turned off and she was stuck on an ineffective habit response because she didn't have the executive functions to shift to a new response.
So you're scared, you're extremely stressed, and your brain is switching gears. So it's not about rational thought anymore. And at the same time, your body is having this physical experience. But your awareness may be split off from what's happening in your body, like what Annie described. You might only be taking in bits and pieces of what's happening. It's called dissociation, and Hopper says it affects memory.
And so people may describe, you know, feeling like they were floating or like they were in a movie or a dream and literally not experiencing the sensations and emotions that are arising in their body from that assault. In the same way, when they're being interviewed later by an investigator or someone else, they may not have access to those emotions that were associated with the event.
Annie was in a situation where she felt threatened. Her body froze up, and her dissociative state prevented some parts of the assault from getting encoded into her memory in the first place. Later, those fragments that she did hold on to took longer to recall.